I'm going to start again then, am I?
Now, you have to start again.
Right. Anyway, it all started in this very room. We had a ministry called Staff One Planet. I'm going to get a nod from Chris if he remembers it, unless those brain cells have gone. No, he still remembers. And Staff One Planet was a group of us sitting around this very table here, and we used to chat about stuff. And we put it out on we mixed it and stuck it on the internet. A few people listened in. We built up a sort of a following. We won an award. We won this award from Premier Radio, their first year of Christian Blog and Web Awards. We were the people's champions. Well, basically, it was such a new ceremony that only 30 people voted, and we got all our friends to vote. So we won the award. And from there, we thought it'd be nice to meet up. On the odd occasion to meet people who have been responding to our website, our broadcast. So we decided to have a little conference. And so we met in this horrible conference center called Quinta. Some of you will shudder at the memory of it. Can't see my name. And that was how many years ago? Many years, 12 years? No, 8 years ago. 8 years ago we started. That was our first conference, and we're now on our 13th, plus regional conferences. We've probably done about 22, 23 of these, but none quite like this. As I said, this is the grand experiment. And all I can say is this is not a reactive response to our changed environment. This all started about a month ago, when we thought about over a month ago, it was about my birthday, I think, early March, when at that time we still thought we were going to be at the Hayes Conference Centre in Derby. Until I got a phone call one morning. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was a video call, and I was still in my pyjamas, and it was our friend Joe Jones, who is a surgeon in Manchester. And she said, "This coronavirus is far worse than anyone is telling you. You must cancel this conference, because by the time you hit end of April, everyone's going to be in isolation. And unless the government do something, there's going to be thousands of deaths." And we reacted to that immediately. And immediately I started making plans to make this interactive. I just felt that the Lord still wanted us to continue with the conference. We could have canceled it, as a lot of them have been. But when you look at, and you just wonder really, the same Lord who's in charge of everything would have been the same Lord they would have, other conferences would have prayed to say, should we have a conference this year? Yeah, why not? And then suddenly here's new wine that have had to cancel totally, and they've lost over £1 million. And I just felt, that we had to have a conference. And the usual thing that has happened with conferences that have gone online, like Spring Harvest, is that all they've done is streamed it onto YouTube. So all you're doing really is sitting there as a passive audience watching the teachers teaching and doing maybe a little bit extra. Kim Smith, can Steve adjust his camera?
You people. It's taped to the screen. We'll do it for tomorrow.
So if I've got to be further down, or I can move it further back. That's worse, isn't it? Well, maybe it's forward. Anyway, Monica's just messed it up even more. Oh, that's it. Oh, right, it's the camera itself. There's the camera itself. Okay. You don't really need to see me. I don't know what the problem is, really. But
it's been sinking.
Okay, Kim, you put me right off my stride there. But there you go. Those of you who have been to foundations, I've always felt foundations, and I've thought this before, this is why we've actually been on Zoom for 2.5 years. We recognize the potential of doing stuff before anyone else. And we always saw ourselves as a web ministry anyway. But the foundation's conferences are important for people to meet. But if you can't meet in flesh, then meeting like this is better than nothing, and it is no different, because God sees us, spirit to spirit. We see each other spirit to spirit. There's no difference to our vertical relationship. It's just that horizontally, we're looking at pixels on the screen. And the fact that we can't touch each other doesn't matter too much. I've got over, I know a lot of you are new to this and you haven't quite got into the mindset of seeing these everyone else as real people. But you know, you do get used to it. And by the end of this conference, if you haven't done this before, it will be as if we're in the same room together. And you know, we can guarantee that you know, whatever the Lord would have done in the haze, we'll do online. With hopefully we're doing as much as we intended to do at the physical conference. So that makes it quite a day. You know, we had a tryout last week, and you know, Zoom crashed on me, and everything, you know, a few things went wrong, but we got there in the end. And we're trying new things, so we'll just ask you to be very patient with us, particularly today. If anything's going to go wrong, it will go wrong today. By Monday, hopefully we would have got it right. But just realize that we've got a team of about 13 people working behind the scenes. It's not just me and Monica, you know, it's not Zoom that does all the magic. It's real people who are actually doing all the work. So, you know, we're still the Lord. We're going to worship him, you know, with song, with crafts, with all the things that we try to, even things like timelines, you know. How are we going to do that, you might be thinking. You know, at our conferences we have this great long bit of wallpaper that we stick across two benches, and people, you know, when they get an inspiration, they draw something or write something, and at the end of the conference it stretches along the whole conference room. So how are we going to do that virtually? All I can say is, if you do get anything from the Lord in terms of a picture or a Bible verse or anything, there, just draw it or put it on the A4 sheet of paper and just put the date and the time at the bottom and hold on to it. And on Monday, we will ask any of you who have had these, we will ask you to just put them up to your camera, and one after the other, and we'll film it and then create a YouTube film, so it'd be a timeline. So, you know, we can adapt. It may not work, but we'll do the best that we can. We have other things that we do, and I know somebody didn't get the packs, and we did send as many out as we could, and some haven't arrived even after 2 weeks, and that just shows you the disruption that's out there. But in the packs, we have one of the things we have is this paper that we use in our confessional, our fishbowl confessional. And Monica's got, my wife will hold one up. And it's dissolvable paper. So the idea is just get a bowl of water. If the Lord really speaks to you on any issue that you feel you need to, you know, have a one-to-one with him, confess something, then just write it on the paper, stick it in the water, and it will dissolve. And you don't have to do that. You can do it in other ways. But we just feel that in the past, these have been things that have really impacted people at our conferences. And there's no reason why it shouldn't work, you know, in this virtual conference, even though we are all separated. So let's do as much as we can. In your packs, and also if you didn't get a pack, I did send an email that said something like "all you need to know," and on there was rules of etiquette. I'll just sort of briefly go through those. But number one, which I've mentioned on many times already, is that you will be by default muted. We can't have too many voices going at the same time. So if you need to say anything, then making sure you always have your participant menu open, which is on this long menu on the right-hand side where you'll see everyone's name. On that menu will be something that says raise hand. If you want to say anything, or if you want to ask a question, anything like that, just click on raise hand, your hand will come up, and one of our co-hosts will ask you, will just basically unmute you, and then you can ask your question. So that's going to be how we're going to run the whole conference through the use of that facility. One thing we'd ask you not to do is don't use the chat facility to communicate to the whole conference. We don't want to see the chat box filling up with saying, "Oh, say hello, Margaret." You know, If you want to speak to Margaret, then you can send a private chat to Margaret. There's, if you look at the drop-down menu, you can send chats, chat messages to each other, but don't send any to us. Or the only time you want, you may want to contact us if you really need private prayer, and we're going to offer that as well. We have prayer warriors here in our team, and at certain times you will notice one of the hosts right at the top of the menu of the participants will be called like the prayer host. If you send a message to that person and that you want prayer, then he or she will match you up with someone who can pray with you, and you'll be prayed over by using WhatsApp or your phone. So it'll be, you know, a normal way of communicating. Okay. Right. So what else am I going to say? Use, keep your microphone in gallery mode. Try not to use gallery mode too much. I don't think it matters too much, because when someone speaks, as I'm doing at the moment, I'm being spotlit. So at least you're not seeing hundreds of faces all at the same time. But when we go to our breakout rooms, it will be best to use the gallery thing. Then you can see each other and you can talk to each other and to whoever's doing the teaching. Be nice to the host. He's working very hard. Our host at the moment is Mr. Searle, David Searle. It's also myself, Kit Eglinton, and our son Johnny will be helping out tomorrow. Don't spend too long staring at the screen. It's quite ironic, really, because Zoom and all these things are called video conference systems. But, you know, I think that the mode of communication is more audio than visual in what we're mainly doing. So when you're listening to someone talking, and you don't have to be staring at them. You know, you can be lying down on your sofa. Just don't spend too much time staring at the screen. Spend a lot of time just getting up and walking about. And, you know, you don't have to go to everything. We have plenty for you to do, as you might have seen in the schedule. But do find time for exercise and other stuff, and eating and things like that as well. Okay. So Monica's already emailed you or this morning, and tomorrow there's a craft thing at 9 o'clock. I'd sent some instructions that were totally wrong. Monica put me right this morning, and hopefully you would have got that in an email. If you want to make the dishes and the box, Monica will lead you through it, but she's given you all the details of what you need to have with you. But you don't want to do that now, do you? Don't want to talk about it now. No. Right, so what we're going to do next, and if you've made any challah bread, that's for Monday. That's when we'll share the bread on Monday. And if any of you have got a spare loaf, you can send one to us. We've been too busy to actually get one ourselves. So we'll have to have a virtual
collar. Try and make one.
Oh, Monica will try to make one between now and Monday. Not that she hasn't got anything else to do, but there you go. Timeline. Okay. Right. So before we start, so this is going to be like a Shabbat. You know, the word Shabbat isn't a word that necessarily means Saturday, but it is a word that means rest. And we want to see this as a time of rest, not necessarily just for 24 hours, but the whole conference. Just see it as a ring fence time where the Lord can deal with us individually and together, but protected by worries from the outside, such as faulty boilers and central heating system. I hope you're fared better than we're faring at the moment, and suicidal neighbors and crazy parents. Seriously, getting back to serious matters, I think it's time that we're going to get into the nitty-gritty now. And I'm going to pass over to Kit, who's going to read a confession. So I don't know if he's ready.
I'm indeed.
Well done. Go
and
for it.
If I can share it about this. Because some people are not going to have a copy of this in their pack, are they? Because it didn't arrive.
Government.
Okay, so I'm going to pray. A little bit, a tiny bit of background to this is about 18 months ago, I saw somebody sent me on the web a prayer for a government that was in between Brexit and the election. But it seemed to leave out the most important part to me, which was actually repentance for my own part in the problem. So I'm just going to pray for us now, and I've stuck it up on the screen so you can follow along with us. Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. Thank you that even though we've rebelled against you and have not obeyed you, you are merciful and forgiving. We do not make requests of you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy and your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, Father, we boldly approach your throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for our government and this nation, and we pray for all men and women having authority over us in any way. Pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them, in order that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and holiness. Let wisdom into their hearts and let knowledge be pleasant to them. Let discretion preserve them and understanding keep them, to deliver them from the way of evil and from evil men. Make their hearts and ears be attentive to godly counsel, doing what is right in your sight. Let the upright dwell in our government. Let the upright remain, but cut off the wicked, and let the unfaithful be rooted out. Cause there to be a shaking in all areas, bringing to light what is hidden in darkness and exposing the secret aims of our hearts. Let this nation remember from where we've fallen, repenting and returning to doing our first works, setting our hearts and souls to seek you, humbling ourselves, praying and turning from our wicked ways. Then hear us, O Lord, and forgive our sin and heal our land. Open our eyes and turn us from darkness to light. Soften hearts that are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin and deliver us from destruction. Raise up a standard in this nation. Cause the rains of your spirit to flood this land and revive your work in the midst of us. Raise up intercessors for this nation to pull down strongholds over this land and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Father, you've been long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Holy Father, we thank you for blessing our country. Thank you for honouring our prayers, for protecting our borders and extending your mercy toward us. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Kit. I think that should be something that will pull us through the whole conference, and particularly the shaking of nations seems to be, remember when Kit first came up with this, it was way before the coronavirus. Would have been unthinkable at that time that there'd be such a shaking. But that's where we are now. But as I said, let's just think about ourselves and think about the conference and what the Lord has for us. So we're going to open up the Shabbat service now. And we're going to go over to Scunthorpe. All right, we've been from Devon now into Scunthorpe. Scunthorpe are waiting. they're going to lead us just to open up the Shabbat service. So.
I'll go first in Hebrew and then in English. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lechiyot toch legoim, v'natan lanu et Yeshua Meshecheinu, och haolam. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to be a light to the nations, and who gave us Yeshua, our Messiah, the light of the world. And we all say, Amen. Second, after we say the blessing of lighting the candle, we say the blessing of the children. We have a blessing for the boys and a blessing for the girls. David's going to say the prayer, blessing all the boys present, and I'm going to say the prayer, blessing all the girls. So receive the blessing, children. David?
Yisimcha Elohim ke Ephraim veki Manasseh. May God make you like Manasseh and Ephraim.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the blessing of the girls. Yisimech Elohim ke Sarah, Rikve, Rachel, Velea. Which means, may God make you like Sarah, like Rebecca, like Rachel, and like Leah. We all say, Amen. Amen. After this, we're going to say the blessing for all the families in our community of foundations taking part on this weekend. And we're going to stand up and say the blessing over you. Matthias is taking part too. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha lichnecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord will bless you and the Lord will keep you. He will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. He will lift up his countenance, and the Lord will give you his shalom, his peace. We all say, Amen. Our next step, bear with, is the blessing of the wine. Yeah?
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam borei peri hagafen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, maker of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. And we all say,
Amen.
And we say Shabbat Shalom.
And we say Shabbat Shalom. Whoever wants to have a drink, a little sip now, that you can. Next, preparing for the meal, we're doing the washing of the hands. It's very infection nowadays, and the COVID situation. So wash your hands. I'll go get a cup.
Yeah, very important to have a towel as well.
Okay.
Very important to have a towel.
Oh yes.
Say something.
First we say the blessing. Yeah? Baruch, together.
Okay. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netivlat yadayim.
Blessed art thou, Lord our God, Master of the universe, who has sanctified us with thy commandments and commanded us about washing the hands.
Amen.
Now we're washing our hands. Hope everybody's washing their hands.
People can't
see. We pour out the water for one another, so we serve the other while we wash our hands. That's what we do in our family. Okay. You can be more thorough than that when you do yours beforehand. You meant to be washed by now, anyway.
You should do this.
Thank you. For the beginning, we have ready challah to do the blessing of the bread.
Yeah.
And Mateus is going to do the prayer. And we made it today. This is something we do together as a family, really every Shabbat.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lehem min haaretz.
Amen. In English.
Blessed art thou, Lord our God, master of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth.
Amen.
Okay.
Now, after the bread, of course, you're all ready for a meal. But before we do that, we're singing a song to you, and it'll be handing over to Steve.
Okay, I'll sort that out.
And it's in your sheets of the Shalom song. So you can follow us. Down, so do whatever you like and worship the Lord with us. Amen.
Sorry.
We're getting there. Where's the word?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put it all together. It should be there. In front of us. Yeah. Yay. Trousers up. I don't think she's putting my trousers up. When the sun has set on a Friday night, bring peace into your home. Families will gather all around singing, yes, Shabbat Shalom. Everybody sing Shalom, 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 Shalom.
Okay, I think it's over to am I on? Over to Jackie. Yes, she is. Probably can't be heard. Unmute. There you go.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me? Yay. Yep. Now you can. Excellent. So basically now it is actually supper time, and hopefully you've prepared something because you've got 45 minutes. And if not, it'll need to be speedy supper tonight. please, please, please do not leave the conference. You know, see when it says leave meeting, do not do that. You can go down to your left corner and hit mute or stop video, but please do not leave the meeting or don't switch off your device either. Appreciate that. And later on, we will be moving into, well, at the moment, we'll move now randomly into breakout rooms with about 7 other people. This is random. Don't worry, Steve, it's random. And this is for fellowship, if you want to fellowship over your meal. Now, some people will want to stay in the room and chat, and others might not. Please, please, don't be offended. Some people might have to go away and prepare their meals. Some people might just need time out if they've been working all day. So there's lots of reasons for this. But what you can do is you can either stay in the room and you can mute yourself, or you can switch your picture on and off. But again, please don't leave the meeting. And the rooms will be closed at 7:15 and everybody will come back together again. And once we're all back together again, then we'll move on to the main session. So if you've got any questions, don't ask me. No, sorry. Obviously, we're getting used to Zoom, but hopefully everybody will get the hang of it quite soon. But just try and remember to use the chat if you really need to raise the hand, either physically or in the little corner. You should have down on your participant list a wee raising of the hand, and the co-hosts will see that. So I think now it's just for your dinner, and we'll see you at 7:15. But you'll go into rooms. So what happens is it comes up on your screen, join breakout room, and you just press that little button. Okay? Thanks, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
Okay, I'm just about to create the rooms.
Can you unmute everyone before sending us into the rooms, David?
Yeah, how the community is stepping up to help.
Reputation of BT's research and innovation.
I'm not Rosie.
Have you put into room 3?